Rob and Marion Heffernan, the road to Rio will and truly, we're on it. We're on it a long time, but Rob, we're marking it today because I understand, you know, there's a car sponsorship deal we're talking about here today, but there's a 10K you do the first Monday in November before the Olympics?
Yeah, this is my first official day back training, like, is the first Monday in November, so it's great. I'm back to work now and I feel happy. I had more or less a month off. And while it was great for a few weeks, you're starting getting antsy towards the end. So I'm back on a schedule now, and everything is from today on is geared towards the Olympics.
So what exactly kicks in from today?
Everything we schedule, like, you know, I'm back training twice a day, back going to the gym, back getting physio, planning out all of my competitions for the year, planning out all of my camps for the year. The same as every year, you know, really, and just organising, me and Marion organising, you know, help with the kids, just having everything organised so that I can just get on with training, and we've it all done. So today is great, whereas I'm at home for the past couple of months since World Championships, and I think minding kids can be harder than doing 160-170k a week, so I have a legit excuse now to get out the door for a few hours in the morning and the afternoon, and just back to work, you know, same as everybody else.
And since the Worlds, like, have you enjoyed that break? Because, you know, are you feeling re-energised now and getting back down to it, ready to put the head down?
Yeah. Normally, when I used to race 20k, I'd race on in September, but obviously after 50k, you're not able to do anything. So I'd stay active in September, and then October, I don't even call it training. I'd still do 50-60k a week, but more nearly for my mental health than just staying fit. But everything is, just, you know, it's as I feel. But I did the last couple of weeks now, I'm itching to get back, and I feel good. I feel motivated. I'm really motivated about the year ahead. And, you know, and you don't know that, because when you stop after Worlds or in the middle of it, you say, going, oh, do I want to do this again? And you have to take everything into account. But no, I'm buzzing about the year ahead. And, you know, and in the Olympic Games is very motivational in itself. So it's all good.
It's very exciting times. So what's in the immediate future now? Training? Are you going on training camps, or what's the plan?
Same. Like, I'm back this month now with back conditioning. It's a slow build-up. So this week I'll do 80 kilometres only. I'm back in the gym, back in field. Next week I'll be up to 100. Then it'll be 110, 120. And then by December I'm going to be up to 140, 150 and 160k a week by the end of December. And then the emphasis of the training will change to more intensity in January and February, and then March. I'll race in March, but depending on the weather, you know, the weather here is perfect at the moment. Like, photos, you could be anywhere in the world training, so you don't necessarily have to be away, you know. If you're organised at home and the weather is good, you can stay here. But, you know, if the weather is terrible in December, terrible in January, you have the option to getting off to Spain, just so that I'm able to get the work in. But no, a lot of my training will be in Ireland, a lot of my training's in Cork, and the only reason I go away is just for an extra stimulus. Like, I'll have to go to altitude before I race. I'm racing the World Cup in Russia in May. I'll do a couple of Grand Prix races before that. I'll race indoors, and they could be abroad, but they'll be only, you know, flying visits. But, you know, most of my training's going to be in Ireland.
Okay. Now, we'll say this is your fifth Olympics. Yeah. How have things changed from your very first to now your fifth? There's a lot of experience that comes in that period of time.
When I look back to Sydney, I feel as if it was a different person, you know. I was completely raw. It's mad looking back. It doesn't even feel like the same person in some regards, but I think every Olympic cycle you're still growing and you're developing and you've more experience. And this, my last couple of Olympics have been good. I finished 8th in Beijing. I was 28th in Sydney. I was disqualified in Athens. I was 8th in Beijing, where I was in the hunt for a medal. And then London, I didn't win the medal in Beijing, so it was like the natural progression. Okay, we need to try 50k now. And I finished 9th in the 20 in London and 4th, which will more than likely turn into a bronze medal for London. And now, after doing that, winning the Worlds, finishing 5th in the last Worlds, I'm kind of like going, you know, the last hurry, I'm going to throw everything at it and have a cut of trying to win the Olympics in Rio. So win, lose or draw, I'm going to put everything into it. Like, and that's exciting, because it's going to be my last Olympic Games.
That progression is very, very exciting, because you can look at it and go, right, this is my last Olympic Games. I have consistently progressed as we've gone on, and really, as you said, throw everything at it.
Yeah, definitely. Like, and I've... same, still some of the elements even of me back in Sydney, I still have that same competitive instinct, but no, I think I'm more educated and that I know how to put it together, whereas back then you're kind of raw and you're doing things sporadically, whereas now I start back training in November nearly a stone heavier than what I would race in the Olympics, and then, you know, it'll be bit by bit by bit, so I'm not going to try and break any world records in November or December or January. I peak for August, so when I go back I think I'm a lot more settled and mature that way. I know how to periodise my year, and I've done it year in, year out, you know, like all of my championships are my best races, where I don't do much in the Grand Prix because they're only a means to an end, you know.
Yeah. Rob, what makes you very interesting as an individual athlete is the team you come from, because your family is such a big part of what you do, working alongside Marion, and you talk so much about your kids and the support they are for you. Like, there's a team behind essentially an individual athlete.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, even, like, obviously with Marion, I think the two of us helped each other grow together, you know, because I'd have seen the potential of Marion when we were going out with each other at the start, and I was nearly retired at that stage. I had so many injuries and I had so many downs. She picked me back up, so we moved up together, and she was competing in Worlds, Europeans, European indoors. She went to the Olympics, and all of my results started getting better. And then after that, again, I think Mar, on a coaching point of view, was like, okay, if you do this, and you did do this. And it was probably that I was just mad when I was younger, and my energy was going everywhere, whereas now we're more settled. And the kids as well, like Megan is a great runner herself. She's won national medals, and Cahill's really big into sport. And I think if I'm going to be preaching to them, that if you lead by example, it's better. And then when they do well, there's nearly, I want to do well, the show. So, and they love me doing it as well. Like I've spoke to the kids, do you want me to retire? And there's not a hope in hell. They love what I do, and I love what they do. And it's we're all in it together. Like, and even in Beijing, I'd use that as a motivation. You know, if you want to put your head down, that you have to be an example to your kids as well. Like, so it's good. It's all good.
And Marion, as little Tara hands over to Rob, like, I won't call them holidays you've had for the last while, but things are certainly shifting a year and, you know, stepping up now on the road to Rio preparations.
Yeah, Craig, they're definitely not holidays anyway. the whole year is, it's very, very hard work, you know, especially with the kids being involved. You know, there's essentially two full-time jobs, you know, within your week. Like, so it's just how they manage together, you know, like, it's, the kids are brilliant, and we're really lucky with them. They're well behaved, you know, they're in the routine, and they're very easy to manage at the minute, like, but yeah, it's just, you know, practice makes perfect nearly, like, so it's, we're kind of after nailing it down over the last couple of years, and fingers crossed everything goes well this year again.
Hey, it's some job to nail down, but what people will wonder, what exactly is, everybody knows your mother role, but your coaching role then alongside Rob, what exactly does it entail?
Well, day to day, we'd today now is our first day back, like, so we'll have to go out, and video analysis is key at this time of year, because, you know, the last time he's walked was the World Championships, where his technique was flawless, you know, and that's what we gear to every year. So, you know, we'll start off doing video analysis. It'll be just, you know, how he's feeling, how he's moving. You know, I'll feed back to his strength and conditioning coach. I'll feed back to the guy that makes his helps out with his programs. We have a girl in Belgium who kind of graphs out a lot of his training, so we're able to kind of, you know, put the building blocks, you know, in front of us for the next couple of months, so that when he does hit the hard intensity of training, that there's nothing's going to prop up, you know, his technique isn't going to be questioned come in national indoors, where that's his first test of technique over slower distances. So shorter distances. So that's it, just for the next 2 months, really, just ironing out everything and just kind of nearly breaking him down to build him back up again. So
it has to be intense, being partners as well, you know, you don't get a break from each other. Is that very conscious effort you make to kind of separate both?
It's outside of help. Like, I'm really interested in athletics anyway. Like, and I have a passion. I love the technical side of a sport. I think that, you know, that the paces that they go for, the length of time that they go for, it's phenomenal. And you only have to literally cycle next to them or run next to them to actually understand it. Like, so, the passion is there on my side as well. So I don't really see it. You know, it does take a lot of energy, but it's, there's a lot of rewards. Yeah, there's a lot of rewards, and there's a lot, like, you know, when I see him, you know, in December when you see him kind of taking another step forward again, you're motivated again to see, you know, to see where he's going to go. Like, and it's, you know, you've little testers throughout the year, and like it's nearly little boxes you can tick as well on your side to say, right, you know, he's got to nationals, you know, over 3K, his technique is unbelievable. He'll never have to hit that pace in a 50K, so he's safe. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's, you know, I feel that there's a lot of satisfaction within it as well. Like, so it's not.
You might essentially see a short term return more than Rob, because you're kind of seeing it quicker than he might or might feel it.
Yeah, no, he's very self critical, and he's very aware of every step he takes. Like, he's aware of it. Like, so it's good in a way that the two of us are there to kind of reiterate it when things mightn't be feeling, you know, a certain way with Rob. Like, that, you know, he has me kind of saying, no, look, this is good and that's been good, and I might see something in a session that he doesn't see or he doesn't feel, and vice versa. So it's a labour of love, you know, and it's something that we kind of committed to back in 2012, you know, to put the 4 years in, and just to see, you know, if it didn't work in 2012, 2013, we would have drawn a line under it and we would have went and put other things in place for Rob. But it's been very, very productive, and it's been very, very successful since then. So,
do you disagree much on the training ground, though? Rob's the other side of the room, smiling over.
We can do.
But that's healthy too, I suppose.
It is, and I think there's never an agenda. There's never, like, I'll never give out to Rob, or I'll never say something when there's not need to, and vice versa. You know, it's. I've trained as well, not at his level, but I've trained like to a level, Olympic level, and we're a level that I know there's nobody that's going to spend that much time with you. They won't put you down for no reason. Like, if there's something to be said, it's said and it's dealt with, and it's, you know, it's a problem that needs to be solved. So it's. It's never, we could fight like cat and dog, but it's not, there's nothing, it doesn't carry on for long. Like.
And
I spoke to Rob as well about the team element, the fact that you work together, the kids are so supportive and everything. It's probably, you know, you must look at other maybe couples in athletics that don't work together and wonder how they do it in a way that, you know, there's obviously the pluses and the minuses to it, but, you know, you're together all the time.
There is. I don't think there's any other athlete that work this way, yeah. In Ireland. Like, but, like, you know, definitely come the winter, summertime, and when you're going away to camps, like, I envy the likes of the rugby lads that, like, have massive teams going away with them, and I'm saying, Jesus, I wonder what Ronan O'Gara's wife is doing now. I bet she's not going catching balls or, you know, collecting drinks or whatever from the training sessions. But it's, you know, that's just the sport that he's in. You can't dwell on it, and you can't, you know, we try to stay as professional as we can, and, you know, we're lucky in that. If we want to try something new, you know, we're not bound to a certain routine, and we try, definitely we have to be flexible with the kids and stuff, but, you know, we just try to put our own spin on it, and when we're happy, you know, we work better together, so that's key for us.
If you don't mind, Rob, I might bring you back in there. Still, hello, Tara. But you're walking around the room there doing a couple of walking lunges with Tara in your arms, and it just strikes me that, is that a lot of, you know, comprising, I suppose, both roles? And I know it's only a little thing, but what I'm getting at is that, you know, there's a lot of balance to be struck.
It's a good question, actually. Like, we built the canopy out the back of our house, and I have a treadmill out there, and I have Olympic weights out there, and I have a log cabin out the back, whereas if the kids are in... So I do in the evenings, I only do 6 or 8K in the evenings as a recovery session. Mm. So on the bad days, I can do it on the treadmill. The kids can be running around, and I could do my weights and my exercises there, and you can cross them over, you know, so that you're not... Because I'd miss the kids if I was away from them. And the hardest thing for me, actually, is just if I was away in camp, and there'd be the biggest rows that I'd want Marion to be in. Like, Marion came in a camp last year, she was heavily pregnant, and she had Regan, and I was like going, you know, I can't go away for 3 weeks, I can't be away from the kids for 3 weeks, and I think that's the toughest thing when you're older, that you'll miss the kids. So luckily, like, if she wasn't supporting me, I wouldn't be able to do it. Like, So it's great. Now Nissan have given me a 7-seater so all of the kids can come together with me training. And
well, I was going to get to that because, I mean, you hear these sponsorship deals so much with different sports. But from your point of view, it's a very important deal because when it comes to your government grant, that gets you so far. But these deals are hugely important in athletics.
Oh, yeah, it's massive. And, you know, when it was something that I didn't rely on, and my manager Derry came through with it the other week, and he fitted the plan for us. And this, and I was absolutely delighted, like, you know, because we travelled separately when we're all together, that we'd have to split up and we'd have to drive places in two cars, and it's a lot of expense, like. So no, it's a huge bonus, and I'm delighted Nissan have come on board. And you know, outside the Jeep it's savage as well, like, you know, it's lovely. But it's and the kids are delighted, so no, that gives me more energy because no, the kids are delighted that they have a new, exactly. And so it's like, yeah, Dad, you can keep doing this walking business.
It might actually be a new row that you'd be deciding who drives it. But even just the practicality of it, because you've mentioned the entire family can travel in it together. It's big enough to carry training and, you know, all the things you need together. It's from a practicality point of view.
It's huge. It's practically, it's a huge plus for us, you know, just for having everyone together when we have to be together. And, you know, even the stuff that, like, you know, carrying my drinks and recovery drinks, and, you know, if I throw a few weights, if the kids aren't there, you can lay out the back. Because I actually had to buy a van last year to carry just my training gear and stuff like that. So, no, it's practically going to be a lot handier that we can just get up and go, like, and, you know, I'm delighted.
So fair play to them. Robin, Marion, the best of luck with all your preparations for Rio. We'll talk again
between
now and then. But cheers for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.